This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hello, America. It's top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming to you live from Orlando, Florida for NRB's Proclaim 17, the International Christian Media Convention. With us right now is a guest that we need to spend a lot more time with. So we're going to have him back later on. But we've got a little bit of a tease here. Thank you very much, Tim Mahoney.
Thank you for what you've done.
This is Thinking Man's film has invited younger audiences to investigate the proof of the biblical Exodus in a brand new 5-part DVD series. And I saw a couple of the episodes. Wow, how compelling and delightful. I mean, what a great idea.
Well, thank you. I had a lot of children coming to our showing. We had another film in the beginning. It was called Patterns of Evidence, the Exodus. And parents would bring their kids to that because they wanted them to know that there was a history behind the Bible. Mm-hmm. And that film shows amazing evidence for that. So I ended up making a children's series.
Well, and it's a little taste of an archaeological hunt, which kids always love. They love to be able to, you know, get down into things and see how these, as you say, you're looking for patterns of evidence that supports what the Bible says is so, right?
Right. Each week the kids get a secret kind of message from me, and they have to read their Bible. They read passages in the story of the Exodus, and then that prepares them for the investigation. And then we go off and we meet, actually, archaeologists.
How did you come up with this idea?
That's a good question. I knew I had to do something. Mm-hmm. I knew that there's a lot of other challenging, there's a lot of other media out there that's telling kids a lot of other stuff, but there wasn't very much about the Bible. And I just felt it was something I needed to do.
Well, what a great idea, especially for homeschool curriculum, right? I mean, they're eating this up, right?
Yes, we've got it. Well, it's just coming out now. We've got in April, we're going to be introducing the new homeschool curriculum. So, yes, this is, you can either, if you have it for your family, there's 5-part episode, you have a Bible family devotional that comes with this kit, but it also has a homeschool curriculum, and it's ages 7 to 15 right now. And then we're coming out this summer with a high school curriculum.
Oh, wow, excellent. So same type of thing, and couldn't come at a better time because, you know, that's what we love about our children. They keep asking you why, right?
Right, and it's important that they know that our faith is based on a historical truth. That's what the Bible says. It projects itself as being a history. Mm-hmm. And Jesus talked about Moses. Yes. And the apostles talked about Moses and the Exodus. So what we're seeing here is what Patterns does is it takes them and says, what would we look for? And then we actually see evidence of Joseph and his family in Egypt. We see evidence of the Israelite slaves.
Yes.
We see evidence of plagues. We see evidence of an Exodus and a conquest. This also covers Joshua and the conquest.
And evidence of the fact that they were shepherds.
Right.
Right? I mean, there's sheep, there's goats, and all of a sudden you have this preponderance of evidence. So he says, okay, how did it get here? Right.
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of people, the big thing here is that a lot of scholars are looking at a particular time and they're saying this is when it had to happen. Mm. And what this film shows is that if you look at a different time in history, you'll see the whole pattern of evidence. Mm-hmm. And that's very important right now because many people say that the Bible just doesn't have any evidence for it.
Jim, what I like also is the kids that you pick are so diverse. They each have their own individual perspectives. And talents and giftings, and they bring that to bear in this series.
Yes, they do. They're actually really lovable. They're great kids.
Yeah, I love the bugs.
Yeah.
You got to see this, and you'll understand what we're talking about.
It's at patternsofevidence.com.
Exactly.
If you're interested, patternsofevidence.com.
Well, you ought to be interested. I mean, this is a real treat. Whether it happens to be for a homeschool environment, your children, your grandkids, right now it is. It has been developed for kids ages 7 through 15, and I know it's going to be a real blessing for them. Tim Mahoney, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for Patterns of Evidence, Young Explorers, a great series.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. We'll have you back, I guarantee you. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You ever have one of those moments when your computer just has an attitude? I don't know. It's like it needs some sort of deliverance here. All of a sudden, it's just going wacky on me. So we'll let that go. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida, Proclaim 17 NRB International's Christian Media Convention. Hey, we're honored to have Josh Newell with us the Jesus Film Project. Josh, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Yeah, I appreciate that. We're doing really well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It's my computer that needs deliverance here. I think it just, you know, here we are, the final day of NRB, and it just decided to, chastised or harassed by a little gremlin, but not a problem. Well, you know, this has been a dream, a fulfillment, the Jesus Film Project, which goes back to Dr. Bill Bright, one of my favorite heroes of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he actually had the vision for a movie about the life of Christ right when he founded Campus Crusade for Christ,
right,
60-plus years ago. Yeah. And then it was produced in 1979, and it was the culmination of a dream. But I don't think he would say this, that he never anticipated what God would do through the ministry after it was produced.
Well, here he is. He has an idea. He understands that media and multimedia is going to have an impact on the culture. He saw this early on.
In 1950.
I know.
This is crazy.
I know. It's amazing. So you're going, okay. So obviously, and we know Bill Bright, appropriately named, very bright, but he was also a man of prayer. Mm. And you know that he was in the throne room of God.
Yeah.
And God deposited something into him real special beyond his passion for the Holy Spirit and prayer and discipleship.
That's right. Yeah. And so those are the fruits that we still enjoy as a ministry. Mm-hmm. It's a real privilege to be able to serve the body of Christ by keeping those exhortations pretty clear and simple. So mm-hmm. that's what we're all about.
And of course, Bill Bright, known for co-founding Campus Crusade for Christ, which is now
CRU in the U.S. Still known internationally as Campus Crusade for Christ International.
Uh-huh. Why CRU?
Well, CRU is a really great. A great way to simplify what we're talking about when we're talking about an organization that means a lot of different things to different people, particularly a younger generation. And so for, you know, even 20 years, when I was back on campus, the national, or I guess the campus ministries were known colloquially as CRU, because mm-hmm. that was just kind of like the slang of the students at the time. Hey, are you going to the CRU meeting?
All right.
And so for ease of memorability and things like that, we went with the shorter name, I think what's really great about it too is that we're not shying away from the history of Campus Crusade for Christ.
Right.
That one's still, it's still very prevalent within our DNA, and even the name is still very prevalent when you attend conferences and such. So, but it's kind of like a
great way to reach younger folks.
It's what we do, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're not William, you're Bill, you're B, or some other name you come up with, you know. So they always have a way of shortening, but that's what they can relate to. It's no harm, no foul.
I named my kid William, but we call him Jack. Why? I don't
think. What? <'Cause> it,
why do we do that? I don't know, but it's fun.
That might be a therapeutic study.
Well, I was hoping that you could help me today on that.
Well, we don't have enough time.
Okay.
But I'll give you my phone number. Because I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially. So how did you get involved with this project?
Well, okay, so I was a university student in 98, and I heard Paul Esserman talk about this movie about the life of Christ that was changing the world. And I thought, how have I never, ever heard of this thing?
Yes.
And then when I kind of like did a little bit more research, I thought, this is a movie that was made in 1979, you know, 20 years ago at that point, and now it's 37 years ago.
Wow.
And I thought, that movie can't be relevant. And when I heard the stories about how God was using that movie to reach entire villages and in some cases entire countries, I was blown away. And I thought, whatever my plans were at that point, I was a communications major and hoping to go into ESPN radio and all those
right.
things.
And he's got the sports look, doesn't he?
And I'm bald and I have glasses
perfect.
Like Scott Van Pelt. So that's where I was going. But then I heard those stories and I thought, I have to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. I don't care what it takes. And I felt God changed my heart really at that moment to devote my life, I guess, for people to hear the gospel for the first time.
And here it is, you know, with Dr. Bright. I mean, he saw that he had this vision,
yeah.
And here it is. It has exploded to the degree it has. I mean, how many countries is the Jesus film?
Okay, so it's been in every country of the world. We keep track of all that stuff. It is 235 countries.
Every country.
It's been in every country. And countries change. Like, if you go onto Google right now and try to find out how many countries there are, there's 196.
Yes.
But we count 235 because that's just the nature of how those political things go, I guess.
Well, because the UN, they're on that Common Core math thing. Anything that has to do with math, it's just like,
it could be.
You know, how do you come up with these weird numbers? You know, we got a couple more than you do. But regardless,
right.
I mean, you're talking.
Yeah. It's a strength. I think what that means is that it's a testimony to the strength of partnership. And that was another core tenet of Dr. Bright. He always believed that we had a single purpose and we served as a tiny, tiny twig on a branch of the vine of the body of Christ.
Wow.
And we weren't doing anything to be self-serving. We just existed to accelerate what other people were doing. And so the Jesus film carries on that value by giving away all of our resources for free and giving away even in funding other ministry efforts,
right,
so that the gospel will go forward everywhere. Because every day we wake up and we think there are 5 billion people who need to know Jesus.
Exactly.
Most of them haven't ever, ever heard. So how will we do that today?
Well, is that amazing to you when you talk about all these other countries? It's one thing to hear, see it domestically, see the impact of the Jesus film.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into other countries and you see hearts being changed, I mean,
it's incredible.
What does that do for you?
Well, I think first of all, it's very humbling because you realize that God is doing something amazing. And even though he doesn't need us, he invites us into that partnership. And so we get to stand back and say, God, we love to be in partnership with you and where you're moving. And we get to see the fruit of that. I was just hearing a story of one of our mission trip leaders who was on a trip in the Middle East. And a woman ran up to him and said, I had this vision last night in a dream of a man who had a beard, he had a crown on, and he had holes in his hands.
Mm.
And I didn't know who he was. And he said, some foreigners are going to come tomorrow and tell you about me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then
she met him.
That's chills, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is... And what is your life today as a result of that?
Exactly. And so when we see how faith intersects with having a really easy ministry tool like that and God already working, that's when life change happens.
Well, and you also see the hand of God on it. It's validation, isn't it, Josh?
Yeah.
I mean, when you see these things are happening, even like when Jesus was there, they say, well, you know, they want to know who you are. What are you about? Go tell them what you're observing.
Yeah.
People are being healed. The blind are seeing. I mean, here is evidence of God's hand in humanity, right?
Yeah. we're thrilled because we get to be witnesses to that.
Amen to that. Well, Josh Newell, thank you so much. Josh is, of course, involved with the Jesus Film Project. And, gosh, thank you so much for this, and congratulations on all that you're doing.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Yeah, thanks
right,
for having us.
All right.
Bye.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
I like how he says that. You know, sometimes you have to have the courage, not to say Bill Martinez, you know, but, the courage to talk about the issues of faith and the truth that are so important to getting our country back on track. So I appreciate, ladies and gentlemen, you joining in on the cause. I remind you, for more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. You want to drop us an email. We welcome you to do that. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about something that has been increasing in controversy. Of course, we've talked about in a general context of what's happening, the messaging out there in the culture today, how it's impacting the worldview and the trajectory of our children. What is influencing them? And I got to tell you, it's a real honor to have with us Victoria Hirst. Yes, Hirst, you know that name. She is the granddaughter of the publishing titan William Randolph Hirst. And we're here to talk about Cosmo Hurting Kids. Victoria, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to
well,
see you.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's very nice to be here. I appreciate it.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, you know, to have your voice on this with, you know, your family's background. And, of course, I was talking with somebody else, with your grandfather, William Randolph Hirst, so instrumental in promoting Billy Graham.
Yes.
What
that
a great
was,
story.
Yeah, it's a great story. From what I understand is he had a staff member who was a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
And the staff member told him about Billy Graham. Mm-hmm. And that was when Billy Graham was first, you know, had come to California with his crusade, and I believe
right.
he was in the Bay Area.
Exactly.
And my grandfather instructed the newspaper, his newspaper in that area, to quote Puff Graham,
yes,
unquote.
Puff Graham, yes.
I.e., you know,
yeah.
You know, promote
him. Spread the word,
him.
Yeah, let's promote do a little promoting, exactly.
Yeah. So that was great. Yeah, it's really an amazing thing how God can use people.
And you think about your grandfather, how instrumental that was in getting the message. And look at Billy Graham today. What is he, 97, 98 years old? His legacy is astounding.
Yeah, what an amazing man.
Yeah, exactly. And your grandfather was part of it. Yeah. And your grandfather was all part of the, you know, of the process of getting, you know, Billy Graham puffed and out there and
that's
getting the
right.
message out there. So, and now here you are, you find yourself in a position to where you're looking over the landscape of publications and you're seeing mm-hmm. what Cosmopolitan and these other publications are doing to injure the minds of our children.
Yes, my campaign is called Cosmo Hurts Kids, and the website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. And I have a Christian ministry in Colorado called Praise Him Ministries.
Yeah.
Now, my ministry is not part of this campaign. This is something I'm doing on my own. And I don't work for the Hearst Corporation. I'm not on the board. I have no power. And even if I was on the board at this point, I would not be listened to regarding this. Cosmopolitan Magazine, if I give you a really quick rundown on
yes.
it. It was first published by another company in 1886. And it was put out as a women and family magazine. And my grandfather bought it in 1905
right.
and continued it as women, family, literary, had some of the great writers of the time
exactly.
doing pieces for it. So it was not until after my grandfather died in 1961 that the magazine started to go downhill. It started to lose advertisers. It started to lose readership. And so the executives of the Hearst Corporation were saying, what should we do? You know, this was the old man's, you know, their way of referring to my grandfather.
Right.
Respect.
Yeah.
It was, you know, the old man's first magazine.
Right.
And what are we going to do? Do we close it down? Do we try to save it? So at that time, the devil provided Helen Gurley Brown.
Mm.
And Helen Gurley Brown was famous for writing a book called Sex and the Single Girl, how she had used sex to get to the top. And she was
we
the darling.
We started going into shades of gray here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We're talking about still going.
The S word.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. anyway, she was the darling of the feminist and the sexual
yeah,
revolution
exactly.
movement for women. And she was always on Johnny Carson and these other talk shows. And so the Hearst Corporation, these men, unfortunately went to Helen to save Cosmopolitan Magazine. And Helen had had an idea that if I do a magazine, I want to do it my way. So she said, I will become your chief editor of Cosmopolitan if you let me do it my way. And they did. So in 1965, which was actually my grandfather died in 51, so that
mm-hmm.
was approximately 14 years after my grandfather's death, Cosmopolitan went from women, family, literary, fashion, society to sex ray.
Amazing. And that quick.
Yep.
And that quick.
Yep.
Just with the new editor. With
yeah.
Helen Gurley Brown, her worldview,
right.
now taken over.
The first article in her first Cosmo issue was about the birth control pill.
Mm.
And then she's had a couple of nude male centerfolds, Burt Reynolds being
yes.
the first.
Right.
And then it just went all downhill from there.
Mm-hmm.
Until today, it is absolutely pornographic. It has, it still continues to have fashion and makeup and hair and some articles. But it has a section in it called Lust. And it's got everything in it that you can associate with lust. It's got graphic sexual narratives of sexual activity. It's got drawings of men and women in sex positions. It has male and female nudity. If it's vile, depraved, anti-God, sexually perverted, they love it. They love homosexuality, transsexuality. Abortion is their goddess. You know, sex outside of marriage, of course. Pick up men, strange men for sex. Ooh, there's a good idea. Et cetera. And it's aimed clearly at underage girls because they've always got the teen and tween actresses and singers on the cover. Of course, on the cover of Cosmo, there's always the big word sex, et cetera. So God told me about 4 or 5 years ago, get this out of the hands of kids.
Yes.
Now, the campaign is not about censoring. It is not about putting the magazine out of business. It is about saying, look, and I've contacted the corporation 3 times about this. Look, take responsibility for what you print. Put a content warning label on
exactly.
the cover and make sure it's only sold to people under 18. This is what I call a the campaign.
Right, exactly.
Just label it.
Right.
If they label the magazine, Cosmo Harms Hurts Kids goes away, I can go do more for the kingdom of God, and this magazine doesn't get sold to kids.
Exactly.
The problem is, this is the textbook example of what the Apostle Paul said. It's the love of money. Mm-hmm. The money is the root of all evil is a Christian myth. That's not what the scripture says. Paul said, it is the love of money, greed, avarice, the love of money that is the root of evil. And in this case, the Hearst Corporation has newspapers and magazines and television. We have 21 magazines. Only one of them is pornographic. That is Cosmopolitan. And, of course, it's number one and our bestseller and has international editions. And they won't, if they say that their readership is 18 to 35, then what you're really saying is, oh, nobody under 18 reads this magazine. Yeah, I'd love to see their emails.
Exactly, right.
Then fine, if nobody under 18 reads it, then what's the problem with putting adult content warning on it? And they won't do it. So now it's up to me to get to the retailers.
Exactly.
And the Cosmo Hurts Kids campaign has 2 prongs. First is doing things like this. It's making the public aware. This magazine contains pornography. It tells women and girls to engage in very dangerous, damaging sexual behavior that will lead to emotional, psychological, and spiritual damage. You do not want your child. If you are a decent parent, you do not want your daughter behaving like this at all, period. You don't want her seeing these images and getting this message of be a, quote, fun, fearless female, unquote, which means go out and...
No holds barred, yeah.
Yeah, no holds barred.
Wow.
And it's vile. So the other prong of it is to go to the politicians, the sheriffs, the district attorneys. Virtually every state has pornography and material harmful to minors laws.
Exactly.
So material harmful to minors laws, for example, in Florida. Florida, Tennessee have very similar laws, which says any book, pamphlet, magazine, newspaper, etc. And, of course, Cosmo falls under all of these laws.
Right.
Everything they say is a no-no, Cosmo's got. Says, okay, you're a magazine. If you have nudity, if you have graphic narratives of sexual activity, if you have any picture or drawing of a sex act, it is illegal for this magazine to be sold to a minor.
Exactly.
In Florida, it's a third-degree felony to sell a magazine with this content to minors. It is also a third-degree felony to distribute or have this magazine on school grounds and show it to kids. So it's the retailers, the Hearst Corporation publishes it. The retailers buy it, and then they sell it to the public. So what I'm doing is trying to get these material harmful to minors laws applied to Cosmo, just like any other pornographic magazine.
We got about 10 seconds left. Where can they go for more information, Victoria?
CosmoHurtsKids.com. You can also go to your own website, whatever state you're in. Google your state and say if you're in Illinois, material harmful to minors laws. Find out what it is. Go to stores that carry Cosmo. Show the law to the manager. Show them the Cosmo content.
Thank you, Victoria.
This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, keep those cards and letters coming in. Why not? Good to have you along with us, America. We're coming to you live. Yes, live from Orlando, Florida. And here for Proclaim 17 NRB International's Christian Media Convention. And our next guest, it seems, Troy, about once a year. Should happen more often than this, frankly, because of all the good work you're doing. I know everybody's always interested to hear about the military Bible stick, Faith Comes by Hearing, and so many more millions of Bible sticks you've passed out since the first time we met. I think we met, over the phone, I want to say about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's been about eight.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Boy, it goes by quickly, doesn't it?
Yeah, really. Hey, but we're still having a blast as much
and
as
we can. And you're younger.
Right.
You look great. Oh,
hey,
how does that work?
Well, because you look younger, too. That's why. Yeah, that's how that works. Troy Carles, Vice President of Faith Comes by Hearing. Just an incredible ministry and what service you've provided for the military and for the public at large here that want to hear about Jesus.
You know, it's really been an exciting year. Now we've had over 760,000 military Bible sticks have been distributed by our chaplains
right. In
every branch of the service. And we are seeing men and women come to faith, but we're also seeing a tremendous impact on the veterans that have returned. Those that have suffered from PTSD,
exactly.
We're finding that the chaplains at the VA now are utilizing and requesting the military Bible stick because they're finding that as men and women listen to the Word of God,
mm-hmm.
I like what one Master Sergeant said. He said it pushes the mental shrapnel out of my mind and helps me heal from the things that I've suffered in the war.
Well, you think about the ability. I mean, the Bible talks about renewing the mind.
Yeah.
And when you have this kind of information going right into and being deposited into someone's mind, it's very powerful.
Well, and it is the pure word of God, right? So we
yes.
record the Bible in all the languages of the world, but specifically it's word for word scripture, dramatized, 180 characters. We also put the Psalms and Proverbs that are specifically unique to military veterans that the chaplains have asked us to put on there. Of course, the Psalms of David are very effective. And we're finding that those who are seeking, you know, there's no atheist in the foxhole, they
right.
say.
Yes.
It really is true.
Exactly.
And we're finding that as many as 7 soldiers will share one stick because they're searching. And when you're faced with your very real mortality as you go out and serve in harm's way, you want to know, am I going to go to heaven and how do I? And so the chaplains say it's very effective for them. As you know, they've had a lot of issues with sharing and proselytizing in the military. Mm-hmm. There's been some restrictions that make it more difficult for chaplains. But by providing a stick that's the pure Bible, it allows a chaplain to give it to a soldier and tell him, just listen mm-hmm. and let the Lord speak to your heart. And when you have a question, come back to me. And what we're finding is that's been the door opener that's leading men and women to faith in the military.
Now, how many languages are you doing?
That's a great question. Yeah. So our ministry began over 40 years ago, and we discovered that half of the world cannot read. And so we're trying to reach people, we evangelize people, and then we hand them a printed Bible and realize that they can't read it. Well. And so we began dramatizing and recording the Word of God, word-for-word scripture, and we work with partners, National Bible Societies, American Bible Society, Wycliffe, SIL, mm-hmm. Seed Company. They provide the translation, and then we go in with a team. We have 54 teams around the world. They go in and they record it in the villages right. with all the drama. And then, so we now have over 1,066 languages as of last Friday.
Wow.
About every other day, we're rolling out a brand new language. And so God has really been good. And, you know, Jesus said that the gospel would be proclaimed to every language, tribe, and tongue, every
yes,
nation.
Exactly.
Then the end would come. So it's really exciting. It's taken us 30 years to get the first 1,000 done.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to technology, in the next 6, we're going to get the next 1,000 done.
Wow.
And we believe in 6 years, 1,000 languages, thanks to technology, that'll be 97% of the world speakers. So we are this close
wow.
to seeing the Great Commission fulfilled.
Exactly. You know, Troy, when you and I first talked, and it was still, I mean, you had made a lot of progress, but just what has been accomplished in the last 8 years, I mean, what is that telling you right now?
You know, I believe it's a sign of the times.
Exactly.
You know, when you listen to the news and you see things going on around the world, when you hear about people being beheaded, who'd have thought even
right.
20 years ago when you'd read Revelation and read certain passages, you couldn't fathom that kind of scenario would happen. But now you say, wow. And so the Bible tells us that it's the birth pangs, right? It's the beginning of birth
yes.
pains. And just like when my wife had our first child, you know, they start out and they're a little bit painful and they're, you know, 10 minutes apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then pretty soon it gets stronger and stronger and harder until mm-hmm. finally you're at 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute. And I kind of feel like that. It's mm-hmm. that the whole world is in the beginning of birth pains. And so in the midst of that, it should awaken the church, awaken
exactly.
us.
Right.
But at the same time, we're encouraged because we never thought that in our lifetime we could actually get every single language recorded
exactly.
and distributed. And thanks to devices like this, you know, the smartphone.
Right, exactly.
In some of these countries we work, you know what? They don't have shoes, they don't have a toilet, but they've got a smartphone in their
right.
back pocket.
Exactly. Well, most incredible. The other thing that I look at, Troy, is I see evil in a panic. You know, evil's panicking right now in terms of, you know, the last of the last days when you have, you know, someone like Dr. Graham even saying, I believe these are the last of the last days.
Absolutely. In fact, we've been doing a listening program with Ann Graham Lotz, Billy Graham's daughter.
Yeah.
And one of the passions that she has is how are we going to call all of America to hear the Word of God and to be transformed by it. And, you know, we're also here today with our Senior Vice President, Morgan Jackson. He and his father helped found the ministry over 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, anytime Morgan's with me, I always want to pull him in because he's the guy that has been under the tree in the villages watching how this began as a vision and then where we're at today where we have over 1,066 languages done. But Morgan could share with you very quickly about how here... of God, just like in the times of Josiah, what it does to transform a nation.
Exactly. Well, Morgan, I appreciate you stopping by. I mean, it's a real honor. Troy and I have been talking about over the years, but for you, this has to be real special to see the fulfillment of a vision the way God's grabbed a hold of this, probably way beyond anything you ever thought, right?
Well, the first 5 years we started doing recordings, it took us 5 years to do five. And when there's 2,000 languages that have a New Testament, and you do five in 5 years, you're like, I think you chose the wrong people to get this done. But those first five languages, when you took them out to the villages, and in oral communities, all you have to do is provide one solar Bible, and the whole community will gather to listen.
Right.
And when you push the button, like among the Kunkomba, they're a minority language group, you'd say, hey, would you like to hear the Bible in Kunkomba? They'd say, no. God doesn't speak Kunkomba. He only speaks English.
Oh, wow.
And in Latin America with the Quechuas, they said, oh, God only speaks Spanish. And we forget that the majority language groups have made fun of the minority. They've said, your language is the language of pigs and dogs. You squeak, you squeal. God doesn't understand your dirty language. So you'd push the button on the black box, and out of it would come the audio Bible. They call it the good radio.
Yes, right, right.
Because in Rwanda, they said the bad radio told us to kill our neighbor. The good radio told us to love our neighbor.
Wow.
So as they listen, there's this shock that goes to the community. People laugh. People cry. They stop you, and they say, wait, wait, wait. And they grab a gong gong, piece of metal. They go through the whole village, bam, 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 till every single person is sitting under a tree. Then when you push the button, you got 300 people under a tree, and it's like all sound just disappears from the village. Nobody moves, nobody twitches for 45 minutes. They're just, and when you look in their eyes, they're not with you. They're actually walking with Jesus.
They're engaged.
And when you stop it, they're like, because all of our recordings are drama. They're word for word, but they have 180 voices, sound effects, and music. So they literally hear in the voice of Jesus, hearing the voice of God. And so when you stop, they go, he's from among us. We don't need a translator to talk to God.
That's
and then
right.
The old men say, rewind, rewind. They want to hear the genealogy.
Yes.
And they listen to the genealogy 3 and 4 times. Now, over the first 5 years, I began to discover so many people coming to faith. Now, we're working with the church to disciple the church because people are illiterate. 98% of them never read the New Testament. So here we come. Boom. Do this. They're like, ah. And so when they began to hear the Word of God, the genealogy we found was the most important part of the Bible. One out of three people came to faith in Christ from hearing the genealogy.
Unbelievable. Well, very quickly, we have to wrap this up. Morgan, where can people go for more information, be partners with you?
Go to faithcomesbyhearing.com. So just, you know, remember the scripture, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Just faithcomesbyhearing.com.
There it is.
Or you can call 1-800-545-6552.
Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Hey, just the way God planned it for us, huh? Given the choice, you could have a good day or a bad day. Why not make it a good day? Hey, we're having a great time here at NRV, Proclaim 17, NRV International's Christian Media Convention. I'm glad you could join us and with us right now. I got to tell you, this is an old friend, and I cannot believe it has been so long since we've last talked. And I think that, you know, it's a lousy excuse. Mark Hitchcock has been so busy. He's a prolific writer. He's very much engaged. And I've always looked forward to conversations with Mark, and we're so blessed that anytime we can get together. Mark is an attorney. Thought his career was set after graduating from law school. But after what Mark calls a clear call to full-time ministry, he changed course and went to Dallas Theological Seminary, completing master's and doctoral degrees. Since 1991, Mark has authored numerous books, serves as a senior pastor of Faith Bible Church in Edmond, Oklahoma, also an associate professor of Bible exposition at Dallas Theological Seminary. Mark Hitchcock, it's been a long time, brother, and I'm so glad that we're connecting today.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Yeah, I appreciate it. It's good to reconnect.
Well, and also we got to stay connected, stay more active. All the insight that you have to share with our audience, and so we'll definitely have you back. But I want to talk about your brand new book, The Coming Apostasy. Are we on the verge of a great apostasy in the church? That's the question, Mark.
Well, that's right. I mean, you know, a lot of people have read this book or at least seen it, and they've said, what do you mean the coming apostasy? It's already here. You know,
right.
So
yeah.
I think a lot of people feel that way when they look around, and certainly we do see a crest of apostasy, really a landslide of it in churches today and denominations. But in this book with the coming apostasy, what we're talking about there is what's prophesied in the Bible in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, where there's going to be an ultimate final apostasy that will finally ultimately be headed up in the Antichrist. But what we do in the book is point that out and show that that's coming. That's where everything's headed. But where we are now, we're not in that yet, but we're, you know, what we may say, we're on the leading edge of that now. As things, kind of the trajectory in the church and in denominations today is really to continue to fall away from the historic, you know, Orthodox Christian faith that's taught in the Scriptures.
Mark, what I tell the kids and tell other people is that it's as if our faith, the country, humanity at large is being marinated. All these are signs, and we're being conditioned
to accept what, when we read in the Bible, you go, how could that happen? How could we get there? And then you start seeing these signs and you go, I mean, this isn't a giant leap, is it?
Well, it's not. And, you know, what, with the thing about it with apostasy, you know, the word apostasy, in case some of the folks listening maybe aren't familiar with that word, it's really just a transliteration of a word in the Bible, the Greek word apostasia. It means to defect or to depart. In this case, it means to defect or depart from the truth. And
right.
We see that all around us. We see doctrinal apostasy, you know, that we really never thought we would see things like this, I mean, in our time. But also, along with that, we see moral apostasy. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we don't see the two of those related to one another, because people begin to reject the Bible, reject the teaching of the Bible, the doctrines of the Bible. That spills over into a moral apostasy, where people just kind of really go headlong into any kind of behavior. And we see both of those today. And the tragic thing, we see them out there in our culture, but we see them now coming into the church as well, as the church is kind of just, you know, involved in, you know, just a really a mindless tolerance and a compromise with our culture.
Mm-hmm. Going back just a moment to apostasy and its meaning, is there relevance to, Jesus' apostles?
Well, yeah, I mean, they talked about it a lot when they wrote. I mean, you think about, you know, in 1 John, 2 John, 3 John talks about it, you know, the letters to the seven churches, the book of Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk, Paul's writings, the writings of Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2, the book of Jude. You know, the Bible is filled with statements early on, back in the early church, of these false teachings that were coming in. But again, it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, you know, evil men and seducers will get worse and worse,
mm-hmm.
you know, deceiving and being deceived. So, again, the overall trajectory of the age from the time of the apostles to now has been a worsening of these things. And, again, we're really seeing it begin to crest, I think, in our times.
Yeah, and it is pretty crazy when you consider the chaos just here domestically. I mean, you can certainly cite the chaos that's happening around the world, but here, you know, where most Americans, their worldview is based on what's happening here domestically, it's chaos at every turn.
Well, it is, and the problem is we've left the Bible. You know, churches have left the Bible, many of them, sadly. Many denominations have gone away from the Bible, and everything now is based on emotions. It's based on feelings. It's based on rational thought. Now, you know, everybody wants to be rational in what they think, but it's putting aside divine revelation and really substituting man's wisdom for God's wisdom. Basically, what we have is people today, many people today, even Christian leaders, professed Christian leaders, really put themselves above the Bible. Now, they're a critic of the Bible. They decide what's true in the Bible,
right,
rather than putting themselves under the Bible. And when we do that as man, we lose our way. When we lose God, we lose ourselves. And that's what we're seeing in our culture. And it's really a lot of chaos on every front, as you've said.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mark, what's being lost in translation? Because, I mean, most people, particularly, pastors in the pulpit would say, look, if this is all coming to an end, that Jesus is coming back. And others kind of have a laissez-faire kind of attitude in much the same way when Jesus came the first time, is that, hey, God doesn't really care. Things are going to hell in a handbasket. And so we're just going to survive this period of time. But that is really dangerous in that thinking, because God says you have responsibility, don't you?
Well, that's right. I mean, the sad thing to me is, you know, here we are in times today where we're closer to the coming of the Lord than any generation, obviously.
Right.
But with all we see around us, too, I mean, just the mushrooming signs we see around us. And yet at the time when people should be, that Christians should be most interested in the coming of the Lord and talking about it more, it's actually being talked about less, I think.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no longer, one guy I heard said there's no longer a yearning for the Lord's coming. There's just a yawning, so what?
Sadly,
right. And again, that is part of this collapse of worldview where we don't have that hope before us. So look, Christ could come back at any time, and we need to be ready.
Exactly. And what about those people that are going to churches looking for answers, to the real problems that they're facing in the world today? And I think in much the same way as what happened after 9/11, Mark, the churches were thronged with people wondering, why did our country get attacked? And I
in my assessment, not to be overly critical of the quote-unquote church, is I believe that overall they dropped the ball, because I think there was a great opportunity for a revival to take place during that period of time.
Well, no, I agree. But again, you know, with most places, it's just, again, just talking about, you know, social ramifications of things and all of that, and not really going to the Bible. You know, again, the Bible is our plumb line. You know, the Bible's the plumb line for what we believe. It's the plumb line for what we think. It's the plumb line for how we live. And if we don't organize our lives and order our lives and our thinking according to that plumb line, you know, it was just kind of a lot of emotion, I think, that was expressed during that time, which was legitimate. Certainly there's a lot of terrible things, but there wasn't, again, a mooring in the scriptures. And so when that's not there, that foundation's not there, you quickly just go back to the way you were.
Exactly. And certainly you could say that's what's happened. If anything, we've gotten worse since 9/11/2001, and we're getting deeper and deeper the further time moves along and the further away from the Word of God that we find ourselves.
That's right. And, you know, the problem, again, it starts really with the churches. You know, we can't expect the world to live godly lives and
right.
believe the Bible and have a Christian worldview. But, again, the problem is, you know, this apostasy, this, you know, departure, this defection, even churches and major denominations have really abandoned the scriptures, abandoned the orthodox truths of Christianity, and really just kind of gone out there and launched out into this kind of sea of tolerance and sea of compromise away from the Word of God. And, again, they're just kind of they're drifting. There's just a drift out there. And we see it in every era of our culture, and it's tragic. It really is, because whenever, again, the churches aren't teaching the Word of God and holding themselves to the Scriptures, it's going to filter down, really, to every area of our culture. And we're really the line, you're really the final bastion, the church really is, against chaos.
Exactly. And you think about, you know, our culture and what is happening is that we've abandoned absolute truth. It's more about opinion. It's about our feelings. That seems to be more of the order of the day, which is quite precarious, Mark.
Well, it is, yeah. And that's where we are in politics and all of that. And you know, we see today in our culture, just in general, it's much more polarized. People are angry about everything. And again, when you lose a biblical worldview and you lose the Bible, really, again, is this plumb line that you're going to live your life by, and it's going to really decide a lot of these issues for you. I think that's where we end up. And, of course, it's not that, you know, we don't believe that truth and compassion are enemies of one another. We believe those are friends. They're partners.
Right.
If you believe the truth and really know the truth, you will be compassionate. And, of course, part of my view is that, you know, telling people about Christ and that there's a real hell and that those who don't believe in him are lost, that is an act of compassion. I'm not being arrogant in that or
right.
being mean-spirited. I want people to know that because I believe it's true, and I want them to have forgiveness of sins and eternal life and not be separated from their Creator.
And that's what this is all about. And Mark Hitchcock and Jeff Kinley have teamed up to present you know, this eye-opening book that you really need to see, that what they are sharing with us is from their heart. It is a warning, ladies and gentlemen, the coming apostasy. Are we on the verge of a great apostasy in the church? Mark, the book available at all the usual places, right?
That's right. Yeah, it's available online, local Christian bookstores. Yeah, it should be available pretty much everywhere now, I believe.
And, of course, we'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Mark Hitchcock, I'm Bill Martinez. Mark, thank you so much, buddy. God bless.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I'm very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to the